Hey, good morning, Grand Cities. We are GFBS, Grand Forks' best source. It is April 10th, 2024. I'm Dale Coolis, and it is Wednesday, middle of the week, time for your GFBS morning update. Today's update is brought to you by the River Cinema 15 and the Shire Bar and Grill. Go ahead and make them your next dinner and a movie destination in the River Mall in East Grand Forks. You can either dine inside the movie memorabilia packed restaurant in the Shire, or just go ahead and take your meal to the movie you're attending if you want to mix it up from the standard popcorn fare. Some of this week's featured attractions are Monkey Man, A Cat's Life, Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire, and Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. You can find the complete listings online on their website, rivercinema15.com. Don't forget about their Tuesday special, $5 movies all day long, and the $5.50 senior matinee special every Wednesday and Thursday. River Cinema has luxury recliners and expanded concessions that now serve adult beverages, and they're family-owned and operated. That's River Cinema 15 and the Shire Bar and Grill. Well, it's going to be a yucky one today with isolated thunderstorms, 55% humidity, and a high of 66, with lows tonight getting down to 38 degrees. In the news, North Dakota U.S. Senator John Hoeven yesterday revealed his Federal Agriculture Risk Management Enhancement and Resilience Act, or as the acronym spells out, the Farmer Act. The goal of this act is to boost premium support for more crop insurance coverage while also strengthening supplemental coverage options. Also, part of the Farmer Act would be having the Risk Management Agency examine the effectiveness of FCO in bigger counties, and this which would then give producers the flexibility to choose what would work best for their operations. Well, earlier this week, we reported on the morning update here how the East Grand Forks School Board announced they will be cutting positions. And yesterday, Superintendent Brian Hackbarth stated that those cuts with District 595 were announced yesterday, and they ended up cutting an assistant principal, one preschool teacher, three paraprofessionals, one counselor, one full-time and one part-time food service worker, two social workers, and finally all seasonal summer maintenance workers. Hackbarth stated the cuts would be going into effect on June 30th, which is the end of their fiscal year. Well, a new candidate announced that she would be running for the Ward 3 City Council seat of Grand Forks. Marie Stewart has been a permanent Grand Forks resident and a graduate of Northland Community and Technical College, where she completed her Northland's licensed practical nursing program in addition to graduating with an associate's degree in applied science. Marie Stewart stated in a release that she wants to make Grand Forks attractive to families, expand business opportunities, and the release went on to state that she supports improving youth education and prioritizing essential services like the fire and police departments. In another Grand Forks City Council candidate announcement, Jody Carlson has stated that she will be running for the Grand Forks Ward 5 City Council seat. Carlson has a bachelor and master's degree from UND and is a registered nurse working in that field for more than 40 years. We'll have more news and sports coming up right after these words from EyeSight Drone Services.
What can drones do for you or your company? EyeSight Drone Services, the first private drone company in North Dakota, provides information in the fields of agriculture, critical infrastructure, wildlife management, insurance, and emergency services so clients can unlock the value of efficiency of collecting data and imagery with unmanned aerial vehicles and are always looking for more ways to help business and people. 29 pilots, 17 commercial manned pilots, over 30,000 hours of combined flight experience. Construction, wind turbines, cell towers, oil fields. Unmanned aerial vehicles save time, money, and manpower. EyeSight Drone Services, the first private drone company in North Dakota. To find out more, call 701-740-9652 or email info at eyesightdrones.com. What can EyeSight Drone Services do for you?
Well, the Grand Forks School Board made a series of moves and announcements on Monday. Some of the highlights include announcing the breaking of ground for the new Valley Middle School today at 3 p.m. They also announced that they will be approving an estimate of $446,968 for improvements of the Winship Elementary exterior, and also announced that they will be seeking approval and recommendations to make improvements to the roofs of Red River High School, Ben Franklin, and Phoenix Elementary Schools. And in sports, in high school sports for boys baseball, Shanley swept Devils Lake in a doubleheader, 5-1 and 6-3. Fargo North over Grand Forks Red River, 7-1. East Grand Forks Senior High won both games in a doubleheader against Roseau, 6-3 and 11-4. Fargo South got the win over Grand Forks Central, 6-1. And Thompson routed Park River, 11-0. In girls softball, Grand Forks Central dominated Fargo Davies, 14-1. And Grand Forks Red River got a big shutout over West Fargo Horace, 14-0. In girls soccer, we had a 3-3 tie between Grand Forks Central and Fargo South. And we had another 2-2 draw between Grand Forks Red River and Fargo North. In boys tennis, Bemidji got the win over East Grand Forks Senior High, 5-2. In pro sports and Major League Baseball action last night, Tyler Glasnow became the first pitcher since 1988 to strike out at least 14 batters on 88 pitches or less to help the LA Dodgers get the win over the Minnesota Twins, 6-3. The two teams will conclude their series this afternoon with a first pitch time of 12:10. In the NHL, the Minnesota Wild gave up a hat trick to Nathan MacKinnon in their 2-5 loss to the Colorado Avalanche last night. And in the NBA, Anthony Edwards had a huge game last night, tying his career-high 51 points in a game to help the Minnesota Timberwolves overcome a 21-point deficit to beat the Washington Wizards last night, 130-121. The Wolves have a huge game tonight as the number one seeds of the Western Conference will be competing against each other, with Minnesota and Denver and the Denver Nuggets having a tip-off time this evening at 9 p.m. And that will wrap up today's Grand Forks Best Source Morning Update, brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change, where life never seems to slow down. Everything needs to be done right now. And when it comes time for an oil change, well, stop into Valvoline Instant Oil Change, where most oil changes are done within 15 minutes. And Valvoline does so much more, too. They take care of your transmission, coolant flushes, tire rotations, and batteries, also included in your oil change. They'll make sure to top off your fluids, check your tires, battery, lights, wipers, cabin and air filter too. You'll get discounts for fleets and the military. They'll text, email, invoices, and coupons, and mention GFBS, get $10 off your oil change. That's Valvoline Instant Oil Change, open Monday through Saturday with no appointment needed. So stop on in. They're located at 3325 South 38th Street, or give them a call, 701-780-8462, and tell them Grand Forks Best Source sent you. Make sure to join us at 11 a.m. today here in Grand Forks Best Source, where the organizers from the Spirit of America Bike and Car Show will be in to talk about this great vintage automobile show happening this weekend at the Alaris Center. If you can't tune in live, make sure to catch our shows anytime, anywhere by searching Grand Forks Best Source on your favorite podcast or social media app. Hey, we appreciate your support, and we thank you for having us part of your morning. Yo, the Grand Cities are a magnificent place. Grand Forks Best Source is giving them an identity again.